Hi, I'm Trenton. You're on record at Frederickson Elementary School. The students want to teach you beaks are cool tools.
Imagine you using your tongue all day long trying to mash up all your fruit little by little every day. A toucan uses its tongue to mash up the fruit so it is easy to swallow. So once the fruit is in its beak, the bird tosses it back into its mouth. A toucan uses its beak like a pair of tongs. A toucan's beak is long enough to reach into bushes and trees and pick the best fruit. Hi, my name is Zina, and a toucan uses a beak as cool tools.
Can you imagine getting water out of your mouth if you had holes through your lips? A flamingo uses its beak like a strainer. A pink flamingo wades in a shallow lake. It stomps its feet to stir up the tiny plants and animals. Violissa, this is what flamingos use its cool beak for.
Did you know flamingos are pink because of what they eat? The flamingo uses its beak like a strainer. The flamingo's beak is a lot like a tool people use to drain water from food. My name is Stephanie, and this is a flamingo's cool tool.
The woodpecker uses its sticky tongue to slurp up its prey and its beak to hit the wood. To get its prey, then the woodpecker slurps up its prey. A woodpecker uses its beak to look for insects as their food. There is a tool that's similar to it. It's a chisel. A chisel is something that you could use to make art out of wood. My name is Eunice. This is how a woodpecker's beak is a cool tool.
We hope
we inspired you
to want to learn more
about birds.
Visit your local library
and check out books.